Hold then. Go home, be merry, give consent to marry Paris. Wednesday's tomorrow. Tomorrow night, look that thou lie alone. Let not the nurse lie with thee in thy chamber. Take thou this vial, being then in bed, and this distilling liquor drink thou off. When presently through all thy veins shall run a cold and drowsy humour, for no pulse shall keep his native progress, but surcease, no warmth, no breath shall testify thou livest. The roses in thy lips and cheeks shall fade to wanny ashes. Thy eyes' windows fall, like death when he shuts up the day of life. Each part, deprived of supple government, shall stiff and stark and cold appear like death. And in this borrowed likeness of shrunk death, thou shalt continue 2 and 40 hours, and then awake, as from a pleasant sleep. Now, when the bridegroom in the morning comes to rouse thee from thy bed, there art thou dead. Then, as the manner of our country is, in thy best robes, uncovered on the bier, thou shalt be borne to that same ancient vault where all the kindred of the Capulets lie. In the meantime, against thou shalt awake, shall Romeo by my letters know our drift, and hither shall he come, and he and I will watch thy waking, and that very night shall Romeo bear thee hence to Mantua, and this shall free thee from this present shame. If no inconstant toy nor womanish fear abate thy valour in the acting it.
Give me. Oh, tell not me of fear.
Hold, get you gone. Be strong and prosperous in this resolve. I'll send a friar with speed to Mantua with my letters to thy lord.
Love, give me strength, and strength shall help afford. Farewell, dear father.